Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Green blessings. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition and author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. Memory lapses can occur at any age. They peak during adolescence and menopause. Not a problem. But as we age, if we don't nourish ourselves well, our brain function will degrade and memory will become increasingly impaired. In fact, in the next 5 years, one out of three Americans over 70, mostly poor, will die as a direct result of impaired memory, dementia, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's, and that's scary. I cherish my memory. I'm nearly 80, and it's as good as ever. I want to keep it that way. I don't want to be like my dad in his 80s who couldn't remember from day to day where he was. I continue to read widely, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information so we can all maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. And I've discovered some simple, safe, and effective strategies for nourishing memory and protecting the brain. Let's benefit from the science of nootropics, substances that promote strong memory, foods that feed the brain, herbs for keeping sharp, exercises for memory, drugs against dementia each and every month. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine right here at HealthyLife.net. What's in the news? Well, this has actually been in the news for a while, but it's going to continue to be in the news for a while. This is the kind of news that doesn't get old, and that is that we are engaging in a groundbreaking initiative to map all 37 trillion cells in the human body. Yeah. We previously knew about 200 different types of cells in the body, like heart cells, muscle cells, nerve cells, and so on. But the Human Cell Atlas, a joint scientific venture, one of the most ambitious ever in biology, which includes 3,600 scientists across 100 countries that are performing deep analysis on over 100 million cells taken from 10,000 different people, have now found that there are thousands more cells in the human body and that subtle mutations in them are the cause of diseases like inflammatory bowel disease and cystic fibrosis. Their discoveries so far include a detailed map of the gut from the mouth all the way to the other end, every cell. They have also found a specific cell type that's linked to inflammation in the gut, and it connects to Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Plus, they have gotten a new understanding of how the fetal skeleton forms in the womb. Project co-founder Aviv Regev says, "This is like moving from a 15th century map to the detail that we can see in a map now. Cells are the basic unit of life. If something's going to go wrong, it's going wrong with your cells." Well, talking about foods that can lower dementia risk, it turns out that higher consumption of flavonoid-rich foods, such as tea and berries, may significantly lower the risk of developing dementia. This is from JAMA Network, September 2024. This is especially true among individuals who have a greater genetic risk, who have hypertension, or who are depressed. We looked at data from about 122,000 participants aged 40 to 70 and comparing highest to lowest intake of flavonoids. Wow, the greatest reduction was seen in participants who consumed at least 2 per day of 5 servings of tea, 1 serving of red wine, or half a serving of berries. So a full serving of berries would get you in for the whole day. All right, we're going to be talking berry, exploring the efficacy and safety of nutritional supplements in Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's represents one of the major challenges in modern medicine, and a growing body of evidence suggests that some supplements may help reduce cognitive decline, inflammation, and target the mechanisms behind it. A key challenge is the lack of data on optimal dosage, administration duration, and long-term safety. Studies have reported positive effects from curcumin, omega-3 fatty acids, resveratrol, and other supplements like phosphatidylserine, multinutrient formulations, probiotics, vitamin E, and melatonin also showed benefits, but not as strongly. Future research should focus on personalized multimodal strategies, integrating targeted supplementation, dietary patterns, and microbiota gut-brain interaction for enhanced neuroprotection. Absolutely. And we've touched on some themes that we're going to explore more in this show. Polyphenols, what are they? Why are they so important? And the connection between the gut and the brain. As a matter of fact, there's a gut-brain axis, and many of the hormones that we thought were made exclusively in the brain, we are now discovering are actually made in the gut. Come right back as soon as you can, and let's talk berries.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Acai berry, amla berry, aronia berry, bear berry, blackberry, black currants, red currants, white currants, blueberry, buckthorn berry, blackberry, cranberry, elderberry, goji berry, gooseberry, hackberry, hawthorn berry, huckleberry, lingonberry, mulberry, raspberry, marionberry, thimbleberry, and 200 more. Rose hips, schisandraberries, serviceberry, shedberry, strawberry, around 600 varieties, sumacberry, tayberry, tomato. Tomatoes are berries, and there's more than 10,000 varieties. And grapes, they're berries too, with about 10,000 varieties. Berries are fleshy fruits that develop from a single flower with a single ovary. How interesting. We're going to be talking about a lot of different berries in this ship, because so many interesting studies have been done with different berries. I've tried to pick out the most fascinating studies, the ones that seem to really have been done with people and not animals in petri dishes, although there's a few animals. And so I thought before we get started that we'd talk about what we're going to do with these berries, because just knowing about them, knowing that they can help us keep our memory, isn't good enough. We actually need to know how we're going to interact with these berries. Most people would think, well, you just go out to the berry bush and you pick the berries and you eat them, Susan. Or you, failing having a berry bush, you go to the store and you buy the berries and you eat them. It's really easy, Susan. But the fact of the matter is that very few of these studies, I would even guess that none of these studies were done with eating berries like that. Most of the studies were done with freeze-dried berries, which had then been powdered. Some of them were done with frozen berries. The astonishing truth is you get virtually nothing from the berries if you eat them raw. It was remarkable to the Europeans who came here that the native people, and there's a lot of wonderful berries here in North America, would spend hours harvesting berries without eating any of them. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? Freeze them. I was kind of aghast at the price of organic frozen strawberries, and then my local market had a sale on organic strawberries, and I bought as many as they'd let me buy and stuck them in the freezer. I couldn't do anything to them. I just put them in the freezer. I didn't wash them. They're organic. There's nothing to wash off, and the washing injures them. And I can get the green part off later on. I don't want to let that oxidation occur there by taking that off. So just right in the freezer. And, of course, I do buy wild blueberries frozen and other frozen things that aren't as easily gotten. But if you can only get them fresh and can't get them frozen, freeze them yourself. Or dry them. Don't buy the ones that are already dried. They're usually coated with not-so-good oils. Freeze-dried berries, as I said, are the ones that are used in most of the studies. They're kind of pricey, and especially when you hear the huge amounts that they're giving the people in the studies. But they're really good. Cook them. Buy cobbler syrup, jam, jelly, ferment them. Ooh, elderberry fizz. Marinate them by eating them with full-fat yogurt, sour cream, or whipped cream. Make a berry vinegar. Yummy, yum. Berry oxymels are a staple in my kitchen. Or try a berry tincture. Woo, woo, woo. Someone who loves me very much sent me a tincture of black raspberries that she made, and I take a single drop of it every morning, letting the love sink into my heart. Choose berries instead of a sweetened fruit snack. Your brain will thank you. Berries are rich in flavonoids, particularly anthocyanins, which enhance brain function. Anthocyanins improve memory and cognitive function, according to a study published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. Higher intake of flavonoid-rich berries is associated with slower rates of cognitive decline in older adults. The high fiber and natural sugar content in berries plays a crucial role in brain health, because those natural sugars are absorbed slowly, providing steady energy, which the brain really likes. Additionally, the fiber supports gut health, which, as I just said, is increasingly recognized for its link to the brain. Don't eat cereal in the morning. If you're used to putting berries on your cereal, just get rid of the cereal and have the berries instead, especially with full fat yogurt and some whole grain. The sweet cereal first thing in the morning is a real hazard to your blood sugar. Want berries in the morning? Okay, I actually, they're probably better in the afternoon. Berry smoothie? I add a package of frozen berries to my blender, a couple of quarts of good full-fat yogurt, usually my own goat's milk yogurt, slurp of maple syrup, zzz it up, and what a wonderful and delicious yogurt fruit shake I have. I don't have to drink it all at once. As a matter of fact, I usually drink it by the half cupful. So I have enough for a couple of days. I leave it in the blender so that I can stick it back on the base and whir it up, because it does tend to separate a little bit when it's kept refrigerated. But easy way to get your berries. Keep frozen berries on hand. That way you'll make sure you always have some berries. Improved metabolic function and cognitive performance in middle-aged adults following a single dose of wild blueberry. Research has demonstrated cognitive benefits following polyphenol-rich berry consumption in children and young adults. In older adults, participants consumed a breakfast meal plus a one-cup equivalent of wild blueberries or a placebo, and they gave them a drink so that they could give them a placebo, because, of course, you would know if you got blueberries or not. They found a decrease in performance on test day after placebo intake and better performance after the wild blueberries. Yes, furthermore, in comparison to placebo, response times were faster, and there was a reduced post-meal glucose and insulin. This study shows acute cognitive benefits of wild blueberries in cognitively healthy middle-aged individuals, especially in the context of demanding tasks and cognitive fatigue. A systematic review of the effects of blueberry on cognitive performance as we age. Epidemiological perspective, preclinical and clinical trials have all revealed positive cognitive benefits from flavonoid interventions, particularly in relation to the amelioration of cognitive decline in older adults. This review specifically considers the existing clinical research for both acute and chronic blueberry interventions. Isn't that a funny way to say eating blueberries once or eating them every day? My goodness. 11 studies, finding from those 11 studies indicate that cognitive benefits are found for delayed memory and executive function in children, for delayed memory, executive function, and psychomotor function in older, healthy, and slightly memory loss adults. Okay, the effect of blueberry on cognitive performance and mood. Systematic review of randomized controlled trials. Blueberries are rich in polyphenols that are probably beneficial to cognitive performance and mood. We looked at 11 articles, including 12 studies that used freeze-dried blueberries, 9 studies, whole blueberries, 2 studies, and blueberry concentrate, 1 study. These studies, 8 studies, reported blueberry consumption or supplementation and correlated that to improved measures of cognitive performance, especially short- and long-term memory and spatial memory. Blueberry supplementation in midlife for dementia risk reduction. Late-life dementia typically develops over a period of many years. Metabolic disturbances are a prominent risk for dementia. blueberry supplementation can improve cognitive performance and influence metabolism and brain function and has a role in early intervention to prevent neurodegeneration. We investigate the effects of daily blueberry, that's chronic, blueberry supplementation in middle-aged sample of insulin-resistant participants with elevated risk for future dementia. Overweight men and women aged 50 to 65 years with cognitive decline. The improved performances for the blueberry group were on measures of lexical access, in other words, being able to remember words, and memory interference, in other words, being able to stay focused. Blueberry-treated participants reported reduced memory encoding difficulty in daily life activity. In other words, they were better able to remember those little things like, did I put some eggs on to boil before they blow up? And a modest trend for increased mitochondrial uncoupling. That's good. The cognitive findings indicated improved executive abilities in the middle-aged sample. In addition, the changes in metabolic and bioenergetic measures imply potential mechanistic factors associated with anthocyanin and proanthocyanidin actions. Remember those words. You're going to be hearing them a lot in this show. Blueberry supplementation improves memory in older adults. Blueberries contain polyphenols, most prominently anthocyanins, which are antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. Anthocyanins are associated with increased neuronal signaling in brain centers, mediating memory function. Moderate-term blueberry supplementation confers neurocognitive benefits and has a potential for preventative actions. Dietary factors represent the most potent determinants of metabolic health and have been shown to mitigate specific mechanisms of neurodegeneration. According to an article in the Journal of Agriculture Food Chemistry 2010, polyphenol consumption is perhaps the most important thing in this regard and is associated with a lower risk of neurodegenerative disorders and better cognitive performance in the elderly. Blueberry supplementation enhances memory and motor performance in aged animals. These effects are largely due to the anthocyanins, which can actually enter the brain and other organs, enhancing signaling and protecting the neurons. Anthocyanins are found in specific cerebral sites very soon after blueberry feeding, specifically the hippocampus and the neocortex, both of which are essential for cognitive function and memory. Anthocyanin distribution in the hippocampus is related to increased neuronal signaling. Anthocyanins have insulin-like properties that contribute to improved metabolic functioning. Our study found that wild blueberry juice supplementation for 12 weeks improved memory function in older adults with early memory decline. And to our knowledge, this is the first human trial which shows the power of blueberry in neurocognitive function in older adults.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Much of the research has focused on antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and neuronal signaling properties among the berries. But there is recent data supporting the notion that anthocyanins themselves enhance glucose disposal through a number of mechanisms and contribute to improved neurocognitive function. This is a positive feedback in reducing inflammation and really improves and speeds up the clearance of beta amyloid and enhances signaling in memory centers. 6-month intervention with wild blueberries improves speed of processing in mild cognitive decline. A double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized clinical trial. Blueberry supplementation induces spatial memory improvement and region-specific regulation in the hippocampus in young rats. A randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled study to compare the safety and efficacy of low-dose wild blueberry powder and wild blueberry extract in the maintenance of episodic and working memory in older adults. Treatment significantly better performance following the wild blueberries, also significantly lowered systolic blood pressure. Yay. All right, next up, goji berries. Blueberries, of course, are a North America specialty. And if you live anywhere in the Northeast, there are probably wild blueberries around. And if you live anywhere in North America, you can just go to your store and buy wild blueberries in the frozen fruit section. Thank you so much. Goji berries, you're probably not going to get in the frozen fruit section, because goji berries are berries from Asia. But they're pretty easy to get dried. One of the few berries that you can get dried without any kind of oil on it, if you get it from places that are selling herbs, because goji berry is an adaptogenic herb. Goji berry improves the neuroplasticity of the prefrontal cortex and hippocampus in aged rats. Wow. What we're talking about here, neuroplasticity, is the ability of brain cells to regrow, to change, to get stronger. Even if you've lost memory, it's not permanent. You can really change that. And as you've been hearing this word, hippocampus, hippocampus, that this is one of the places in the brain that memory is connected to. There's not one place in the brain that stores memory, but the hippocampus is very important in that. The main characteristic of brain aging, says this abstract, is an exacerbated inflammatory and oxidative response that affects dendritic morphology and the function of the neurons of the prefrontal cortex and the hippocampus. This causes memory loss. Ooh, ouch! Goji berry is an antioxidant that provides neuroprotection and supports neuroplasticity. When goji was administered for 60 days to 18-month-old rats, oh, very old, they showed a significant increase in dendritic morphology, especially in the hippocampus neurons, and a greater immunoreactivity. Goji administration promotes the plasticity process in the hippocampus of old rats. Critical structures for anyone who is aging. The effect of goji berry on the formation of extracellular senile plaques of Alzheimer's disease. 2021 abstract, Alzheimer's disease, the most common neurodegenerative disease, a major source of morbidity and mortality. Currently, no therapy nor drug can cure or modify Alzheimer's disease progression, but recent studies suggest that nutritional compounds can delay or prevent the onset of Alzheimer's. Diets with high antioxidants have a direct effect on amyloid beta levels. Goji berry has very high levels of polyphenols, antioxidants, which are neuroprotective. Goji berry powder at different concentrations was tested, and it significantly increased cell viability. It showed a significant reduction in amyloid beta plaque, up to 20%, and it decreased the aggregation of amyloid beta everywhere in the brain. You go, goji, bury the standardized goji fruit extract protects against Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease, progressive irreversible brain disorder, accompanied with severe memory impairment. Goji berry, widely distributed in East Asia, used traditionally for anti-aging purposes, significantly ameliorated learning and memory deficits in mice, significantly decreased amyloid deposits, increased healthy cells, and upregulated the expression of the good neuronal factor, the brain-derived neuronal factor, BDNF. The present study suggests that goji berries treat memory impairment even in severe neurodegenerative disease. Strawberries fend off Alzheimer's. A bioactive compound found in strawberries called pelagonidin is associated with fewer neurofibrillary tau tangles in the brain, one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's. We suspect the anti-inflammatory properties of pelagonidin decrease overall neuroinflammation and reduce cytokine production. Cytokines, you remember, are proteins that regulate inflammatory responses and cause inflammation in the brain linked to Alzheimer's pathology. Strawberries are one of the most abundant sources of pelargonidin. When we look at data acquired from an ongoing long-term study at the Memory and Aging Project, a total of 575 deceased participants who had agreed to have brain autopsies, average age of death was 91.3 years. Wow, each person got all kinds of tests and so on, and they were members of retirement communities. They adjusted for a whole lot of things to make sure they were really looking at the effects of this, And sure enough, the specific dietary component that most helped brain health was berries in general and strawberries specifically. I'll be back with lots more.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Strawberry consumption reduces dementia risk for middle-aged individuals. Both strawberries and blueberries contain antioxidants called anthocyanins, which have been implicated in a variety of health benefits, including metabolic and cognitive enhancements. There is quite a bit of epidemiological data suggesting that people who consume strawberries or blueberries regularly have a slower rate of cognitive decline with aging. In addition to containing anthocyanins, strawberries contain additional micronutrients, ergotamins, and ellagic acid. The metabolic and cardiovascular benefits of strawberries have been studied for quite a while, but there are very few studies on its cognitive abilities. We used a total of 30 overweight patients between the ages of 50 and 65 with already mild cognitive decline over a period of 12 weeks. They were asked not to eat any other berries except a daily packet of supplement powder to be consumed with breakfast. Half the participants received a powder containing the equivalent of 1 cup of whole strawberries, and the other half received a placebo. Those in the powder group had an improvement in their executive ability, less confusion overall, better memory, better emotional control, better ability to cope, and better problem-solving skills. Wow, other strawberry studies found improvement in metabolic measures, but we didn't. Maybe it's because those other studies used a higher dosage of strawberry powder. Here's one study on strawberries and brain health. Bears fruit. Strawberries enhanced memory and reduced depressive symptoms. Benefits could come from anthocyanins, antioxidant compounds that are anti-inflammatory. 37 overweight participants, age between 50 and 70, already diagnosed with insulin resistance. That's the beginning of type 2 diabetes and cognitive decline. One group received a daily dose of freeze-dried strawberry powder equivalent to 2 cups of fresh strawberries, and the other group consumed a daily placebo with similar calorie count, and they were asked not to eat any real berries over the course of the 12-week trial. trial, the strawberry group showed notable improvement in memory and a significant decrease in memory interference, a factor crucial for memory retention and retrieval. They excelled at word recall and experienced a sizable reduction in depression, and depression is a common precursor to memory loss. Woo-hoo! Both strawberries and blueberries contain anthocyanins, and so do cranberries. A cup of cranberries a day improves memory and brain function in adults aged 50 to 80. Cranberries are rich in two types of flavonoids, anthocyanins and proanthocyanidins. They found that the cranberry extract demonstrated significant improvements in visual episodic memory. How about amla, the Indian gooseberry? This is another one that is sold as a medicinal herb and is considered an adaptogen, so you can get dried amla berries without any oily coating on them because they're not meant to be eaten, meant to be used as medicine. Amla berries, I'm going to warn you, are pretty sour. They're also kind of tangy, and they're bitter, and they're astringent. It's not everybody's ha-ha cup of tea, but amla berries, like all berries, are quite effective. A 3-gram dose of amla powder was compared to glimepiride, a common diabetes medication. After 21 days, the daily amla consumption significantly lowered blood glucose levels as effectively as the drug. Yoo-hoo! Amla improves mood and cognitive function, enhances the memory by promoting healthy blood circulation, and may mitigate some of the problems of Alzheimer's, especially because it supports good cardiovascular health, supports good digestive health, and is a very powerful anti-inflammatory. Amla is considered one of the most nutrient-dense medicinal fruits in the world. There's a whole lot of fun stuff about amla because it's been used for such a long time. Aronia berries, also known as black chokeberry in the rose family, have an extremely high content of polyphenols, including anthocyanins. Wow, you've heard that word so much now, it's just going to roll off your tongue. Anthocyanins. Cyan is a color. It's blue. It's dark blue, right? Antho, like in anthropology, means people. So you can say that anthocyanins are purple people eaters if you want to remember it in a funny way. Anthocyanins are cyanidin glycosides, and aronia contains them along with flavanols, flavonoids, chlorogenic acids, triterpenes, and caseic acids. Whew! Aronia berries are hepatoprotective, gastroprotective, and anti-inflammatory. They reduce systolic and diastolic blood pressure. They protect against damage to the skeleton. They prevent obesity in mice that have been engineered to get fat. They improve memory in male rats. They have a marked antioxidant effect. They attenuated learning and memory impairment induced by various drugs. In other words, they messed up rats' minds with various drugs and then gave them aronia berries and they got better. Woo. Aronia berries reduced the acetylcholinesterase level in the hippocampus of mice who, again, had been poisoned with something, and increased the brain-derived neurofactor and the pre-crib expression in the hippocampus. That is good. Acetylcholine, ACH, is a primary neurotransmitter, and acetylcholinesterase, ACHE, hydrolyzes it so it can't get to the receptor. If there's a lot of ACHE, then you don't have a very good memory. And aronia reduce the level of this compound, thereby directly making your brain better. The brain-derived neurotropic factor is essential for memory processes and long-term memory formation at the hippocampus and the cortical synapses, and aronia gives it a boost. I'll be back with more.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
And aronia berries are also sold through herbal suppliers and not covered in oil. Elderberries, hawthorn berries, chandra berries are other berries that are sold as medicinal herbs. In other words, not as something to eat. It's the berries, like the bags of cranberries at your local supermarket that have the oil on them that you don't want. But if you're buying a dried berry from a reputable herbal distributor, it's not meant to be eaten, so it doesn't have an oil coating on it to keep it soft. Also, they're dried up. Some of them can be like little babies there. So what else do we want to say? Well, here's one more blueberry study. 2022. New study indicates wild blueberries improve the brain's processing speed. When volunteer participants with cognitive issues consumed wild blueberries daily for 6 months, their brain's ability to process information improved. This was a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized clinical trial published in Nutritional Neuroscience. The flavonoid-rich, freeze-dried wild blueberry powder was given to 86 older adults aged 65 to 80 who were already experiencing some cognitive issues. 3 older adults who were not experiencing any issues were included as a reference group. The speed of processing improved in the wild blueberry group. In fact, it was restored to the level of those in the reference group who didn't have any cognitive decline. Speed of processing is the speed with which the brain moves information and underlies all cognitive abilities. How quickly you can recall a word, make a decision, bring to mind a memory, anything depends on blueberries for 6 months improved the speed of processing, improved brain health. Why wild blueberries? Mary Ann Lila, PhD, Director of North Carolina State Plants for Human Health Institute, is a world-renowned expert on berries. She says the wild blueberry has a phytochemical profile that has been tailored by the harsh environment of Maine. It's resulted in a diverse phytochemical profile that gives the wild blueberry an incredible potency for human beings. The phytochemicals are compounds in these plants that develop to defend the plant from environmental stress, fungi, bacteria, viruses. Once they're consumed by humans, they transfer those health benefits to us. Our studies conducted here show that the phytochemicals specific to the wild blueberry are important for brain health. Wild blueberries are individually quick frozen within hours of being harvested at the peak of ripeness from the barrens where they grow. This individual quick freezing process flash freezes the berries and preserves 100% of their phytochemical integrity and the complexity of the berry, thereby preserving all of the health benefits for you. Yes, indeed. Now, as I was looking around trying to find interesting things about berries, I happened upon a little clutch of women, mostly, who are making lip stain from various darkly colored berries, including aronia berries and blueberries. So if you're interested in natural dyes to make your lips look rosier, berries might be just the thing for you. Or you want to go tough and chew wood. Chewing wood boosts memory and brain antioxidants. This is from March 3rd, 2025. Memory. Chewing on wood compared to chewing on gum leads to a significant increase in glutathione. We know that chewing influences brain activity and blood flow to the brain. In fact, people with chewing difficulties often experience poor cognitive ability. Glutathione acts like a bodyguard for the brain cells and neutralizes oxidation. 52 healthy students, similar in age, gender, and education, one group chewed gum, one group chewed small wooden sticks before chewing, and after 5 minutes, a special brain scanning machine measured the labels of glutathione in their anterior cingulate cortex, known to be important for cognitive control and the thinking, both before and after the 5 minute chewing session, and they chewed at the rate of once per second, alternating between 30 seconds of chewing and 30 seconds of rest. The participants completed a cognitive test designed to quickly assess different aspects of their thinking skills, including memory, attention, language, and visual spatial ability. In the group that chewed wood, there was a significant increase in glutathione levels, and in the gum chewing group, there was no change. In the wood chewing group, they had a better immediate memory. In the gum chewing group, no change in their memory. The wood chewing group showed an improved score in all cognitive measures, since there are currently no drugs or established practices for boosting the glutathione levels in your brain. Our findings suggest that chewing moderately hard material would serve as an effective practice for improving your memory. How's that for fun? B12. Are you losing your memory, or are you just low in B12? Vitamin B12 is a crucial micronutrient, water-soluble, and key in maintaining and supporting nerve health, red blood flow to the brain, DNA synthesis, and maintaining the myelin sheath around all of the nerves. Also very important to metabolic processes. Nerve damage can be caused by vitamin B12 deficiency. What would cause a deficiency? Well, just getting older. What can you do? Get more vitamin B12 rich foods. Beef liver, clams, salmon. Yes, indeed. It may not be your memory. It might be that you just don't have quite enough B12. It can happen as we age. A acai berry, amla berry, aronia berry, bearberry, blackberry, black currants, blueberries, buckthorn berries, cloudberries, cranberries, elderberries, goji berries, gooseberries, hackberries, hawthorn berries, lingonberries, mulberries, raspberries, rosehips, chassandra berries, sarvice berries, shadberries, strawberries, sumac berries, kay berries. There sure are a lot of berries. That wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you so much for opening your minds, your ears, and your hearts to me and to the wise woman way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the wise woman tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.